Tonight we are going to speak on a subject. Being as tomorrow is Memorial Day, I'm going to speak on Memorial Day. You know, as a youth pastor, I always taught each of the holidays. I taught what it was about, what each individual holiday, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, of course, July 4th, and then Memorial Day. Those are the big ones, we call them, I guess. And I always tried to bring to the attention of our young people what these each meant. You know, today, and that's because history's there for a reason. If we erase history, we can tear down all the monuments that remember history. And what we're doing is we're making ourselves forget it, and then we're going to repeat it. And I'm afraid that's what's going to happen to our country. We see it today. We're torn. We're torn. And I'm afraid that's because we have forgotten history. We forgot what a clash between our own people was like. The reason Memorial Day, for one, is here is because of that clash. And it's a shame that we forget why that we did it, why that we had those monuments. They were reminders. They weren't necessarily there in anybody's face, but they were reminders of history. And once you erase the history, then you start repeating the history. So I'm afraid of that. It's coming in the days ahead. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity you've given me tonight, Lord. Lord, I pray that right now you just take me out of the way. Lord, I don't want me to be a hindrance here in any way. And I pray that you just use me, work through me tonight, that every word I say will be pleasing to you. Everything that's done tonight will be pleasing to you. Lord, I pray that if there's anyone here tonight or anyone out there that's listening around the world or wherever they may be, Lord, in this country or out there anywhere, just pray that something said, if they're lost, that they will see their need for you. And they would come to you tonight. Forgive me, Lord, where I've failed you. Forgive us where we failed you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, Memorial Day does hit very close to home for Tammy and myself. But you know, I say that, and I know I look out, and I know there are people online that are watching tonight that Memorial Day hits just as hard for them. They've lost loved ones in battle for our great country. And be able to stand here tonight and speak on that subject is just, that's why I say it's a great honor, especially tonight. But I always wanted our young people to understand that there was a great cost for them to have a chapel, for us to have a church. And we need to, you know, sometimes I think we forget, even as adults, I think we forget the cost of what it is for us to sit in here on a padded pew, to have the air conditioning, have lights. And I hope that Memorial Day not only reminds us of our fallen, but reminds us the cost of our fallen, what it cost so many families, so many lives, that it has changed. You know, it's been covered already. You know, it's Memorial Day, and a lot of folks covered. Tammy covered some of it. Preachers covered some of it. They're just going to preach my whole message this morning. And the past, I always tell Brother Derek, I said, I better preach a message before you get to it because you're going to step all over. But it's been, you know, there's so many people that went and served for our country. And they've come back, and as Preacher and Tammy both said, they've come back wounded themselves, not physically, but mentally. They carry a heavy burden that you and I are using. and I myself don't recognize. I've seen the burden that Tammy carries. I've seen Miss Betty Gatlin. You know, I've seen those burdens that they've carried for lost loved ones that I'm aware of. And you may have loved ones too that you've lost. But everybody has got somebody that they've known that has had a loss of that sort in battle. And especially our men that have come back, that fought during wartime, they really saw it. And they're wounded themselves. A lot of them, some of them recover, some of them never do. Some of them never do. I know Brother Derek spoke of one this morning. He never recovered. I know of one sitting here tonight. His brother never recovered from those battles that he faced. And on Memorial Day, we should remember those folks as well, because they carry a heavy burden, one that I have a burden, but not the burden that they carry. They were alongside of those that fell. And that's a little bit heavier burden than I carry, I can tell you. You know, Sister Barbara, I appreciate what she put in the bulletin this morning. It's about Memorial Day, and it reads like this. If you have your bulletin, you can read along with me. It says, Memorial Day emerged, and I was going to cover this, but she covered it very well this morning in this. And even Sister Barbara's stepping on the message. And I appreciate her for it, because I didn't have to write all that out. But Memorial Day emerged from the grim shadows of the American Civil War. Before the close of the war, women began decorating the graves of soldiers who had died in that war. The practice quickly spread, and a few years later, May 30th, 1868, was designated as Decoration Day, a day for placing flowers on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers throughout the United States. In 1882, Decoration Day became known as Memorial Day, and soldiers who died in other wars were also honored. Over the years, it has become a day when all loved ones who have died in a war otherwise are remembered. In 1971, the United States Congress declared Memorial Day a national holiday to be observed annually on the last Monday in May. You know, from the beginning, it's part of history. It's a grim reminder of where we were at in this country at one time. And I hope that, like I say, by the tearing down of the history that was there, I hope we never tear down the remembrance of that Americans fought against America. Because it was about a conflict between brother and brother, and father and son, and it's just a bad thing. And I hope we never quit honoring, remembering this day. You know, if we come to the point that we say, as Brother Don said this morning, and I think, I don't know if he misspoke and was talking about Veterans Day or if he was talking about Memorial Day. But the kids that they asked about it, they thought it was just didn't mean, I forgot his exact words. Huh? It was a joke. It was fake. I hope our young people are not being taught that it's a joke, that it's a fake. And you know, I look out. And I see the number of shootings. They complain about the shootings and the gun being the problem. The gun's not the problem. The problem is the individual that's holding that gun. The problem is that people think it's a joke. Death is no joke. Using a gun to kill someone, it's just become a joke. A hoax, they say. Joke. It's not fake. It's real. And I'm afraid if we ever get to the point that we forget things such as Memorial Day, then we've lost our way. We have truly lost our way. So I hope we never quit honoring those that have fallen. And I hope our young people don't take it as a joke, as a fake thing. Because there are many people out there who broke that don't think it's fake and don't think it's a joke. It's real to them. Not only tomorrow. You know, it's once a year, Memorial Day. There's a day set aside to remember. I don't guess you can say celebrated, but it's a day that's set aside to remember. But you know, for those families, it doesn't just happen one day a year. They carry it every day. That point that it happened, right on to the end of their days. So I hope that as Americans, I'll say that, not even as Christians, but as Americans, we'll understand the great cost to not only to those that we've lost, but that have been left behind that are living still. Because it's a tremendous burden on them as well. You know, I know you didn't come here tonight to hear me speak about just Memorial Day. But it's a subject that needs to be talked about, for one. But men fought and died for our freedom. And today, it seems like people have translated that into men and women have died for everything to be free. Folks, everything's not free in life. They didn't fight for us to have everything for free. Because what it costs them, what it's costing their families, is a lot more than most folks can understand. So this notion that they fought and died for free stuff, there's your joke. There's your fake news right there. Because it's not about everything. It's about the freedom. It's about the freedom of us sitting here tonight and gathering in a church. They don't have that all around the world. We have that luxury. And I hope it continues that way in this country. I hope it continues that way. Now I've opened, I'll start the message now. How about that? Yeah. You know, long before Memorial Day was established in this country, there was a worldwide Memorial Day established. Did you know that? There was. If you'll turn in your Bible, I'll show you where it's at. In chapter 22, you'll find it. Luke chapter 22. You know, I think about heroes when I think about Memorial Day. When I think about Robert, I think about a hero. Even though all those men that have, the men in this room tonight, and maybe women that have served in our ministry, each of them, they didn't consider themselves heroes when they signed up and went and fought for this country. But they are to me. I know they are for our pastor, and I know they are for us as a church. And I hope they understand the great debt we owe them. Because we owe them. We owe them big, and I'll tell you that. But long ago, there was a Memorial Day established. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 7, the Bible says this: "Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed." Talking about Jesus. "Sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and prepare us a Passover that we may eat.' And they said unto him, 'Where wilt thou that we prepare?' And he said unto them, 'Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And you shall say unto the man of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. John 15:13 says this, greater love hath no man than a man lay down his life for his friends. You see, Jesus knew. When he signed up on the dotted line, he knew what was coming. When our loved ones signed up, they didn't know what they were signing up for. They didn't sign a death certificate for themselves, even though it meant that for a lot of them. But like Brother Derek said, they signed a blank check. The cost was high for them. The cost was high for their families. The cost was high for the men that served with them and the women that served with them. The cost is high. But greater love. You know, those men and women, they love our country as we should love our country. We should be proud of our country. I'm not going to say that we should be proud of some of the things that our country does, but we should be proud of our country and what it does stand for, what it at least once stood for. Then we go on, and it says, for I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be filled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and said, take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Focus on the last part of verse 19. This do in remembrance of me. Memorial Day. You see, it's not celebrated day when we have the Lord's Supper in here. We're doing it to remember what he did for us. It's Memorial Day for us, that we remember the sacrifice, the great sacrifice that he gave to us. John chapter 19, we're going to look at a little bit of that sacrifice, one verse of that sacrifice. This is after Jesus has been hanging on the cross for a while. He said these words, the words from what I understand just prior to him giving up the ghost. He says in chapter 19 of John, verse 30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. In the other Gospels, you'll see where he says, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He knew what was coming. He knew what had to be done. He wasn't looking forward to it, as we saw in the Garden of Gethsemane. But he signed that check knowing what he was going to have to do. If you go and look at the Greek word for it is finished, it's a word called telestai. That word was a word that they used when a slave was paid off. He had paid off his debt. And it was paid in full. You see, we had a debt. We have a debt that we can't pay. We can't pay for our sin. Our blood doesn't pay the price. Our money, preacher said it this morning, our money doesn't pay the price. Our family's money after we're gone doesn't pay the price. Jesus paid the price. Jesus paid the price for us. It is finished. You know, I look at certain commentaries and it says that this was the meaning that his ministry was ending. Yeah, his ministry was ending at this point. Well, not completely, because he would come back and he would do some more ministry after his death. But what was his ministry for? And I go back and look. And I'll find it in a minute. Luke chapter 19, I'll give you the answer. What was his ministry about? He said it himself in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." So yes, his ministry was done as far as that part being finished. He'd given all he could give. He'd given his life. He'd given his body, as we talked about, being in remembrance of him, Memorial Day. Blood, it's nothing different than our soldiers have done. They've given their bodies and their blood. They paid the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus paid our ultimate sacrifice. Without him, we wouldn't know freedom. We would have no idea what freedom is. In 1 Peter, and this is in closing, 1 Peter chapter 18, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot." You see, that word redeem means this. You were bought with a price. You were bought back from sin is what that means. He paid the ultimate sacrifice. He paid the ultimate price for our salvation. Now, you know, if anyone here or anyone out there, I look around and I say, well, all these folks are saved, but that's between you and God. That's not between me and you. If you're out there online watching, somewhere around the world watching, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. He paid the price for you. You know, I talked about the memory of our loved ones. It isn't just there one day a year. It's always there. But you know, I think that sometimes as Christian people even, we fail to remember what Jesus, the sacrifice that he made. Do we thank him every day for his sacrifice? I hope we do. Man, I hope we do. Remember, or do we, when we walk out the doors, as the preacher said, do we just leave our Bible sitting on the pew and forget about Jesus? Leave it sitting on the table and forget about him? Or do we take him with us out into the world and share him with the world? Because if we're not forgetting him, we're sharing him, and we need to share him, because there's a lost and dying world out there, and we need to be sharing it. I thank you all again for the opportunity to be here tonight. Thank you all for coming and listening, and if there's that one, like I say, that's here somewhere in the world, you just from your heart to God's heart say, God, I'm a sinner. I know Jesus died for me. Would you save me tonight? If you'll do that, if you'll trust, you will believe and ask Him, He'll save you. I thank you all again. Let's close. Father, thank you for the time we've had here tonight. God, I pray that if there's anyone within the sound of my voice tonight that doesn't know you, I pray that somehow, some way through this message tonight, they'll see the sacrifice that was made for them. Not for just Jesus' family. He made the sacrifice for everybody. He made it so we could be free from sin. Not have that bondage of sin around us. And so we could go to heaven. Father, I pray that if there's that one that's out there, touch your heart right now. Forgive us where we fail in sin against you. Bring us back at the next appointed time. In Jesus' name, amen.